When the NWO destroys anything less,
Yo, what is up, fellow wisdom seekers, fellow truth seekers? Welcome to the Brave New World Order, straight out the catacombs of podcasting. I am Brandon St. One. Welcome. Thank you all so much for joining me for this episode. We are going to go deep into the very depths of the abyss. We are going to take a look at the great North American eclipse that is coming up on April 8th, 2024. Many of you know this is the second great North American eclipse. There was one in 2017. And we are going to look at how these events are connected, as well as how they're connected to a third eclipse that a lot of people are overlooking when talking about what's coming. And like I said, we are going to go deep on this one. We are going to go into all the interesting details about those three eclipses that I just mentioned. But this is also going to tie in some biblical references with Jonah being swallowed by the whale. And it's also going to tie in some real events that happened in 1811. It's going to be wild. So thank you all so much for joining me for this episode. And as always on this journey, if you're enjoying the podcast, you know what to do. Hit that like button, leave a review, share, head over to Spotify, answer the Q&A. Hit up the website, thebravenewworldorderpodcast.com. If you're really enjoying the podcast and you want to help out financially, help the show grow, you can do that. There are a couple links in the show notes as well as at the website. Check it out. I really, really appreciate everybody that does. From the bottom of my heart, it's just me putting this show together, and all the help is much appreciated. So thank you all once again. So that's enough of that shameless self-promotion bullshit. Let's dive into the abyss and take a look at the great North American eclipse of 2024 on April 8th. Let's go. All right, there is a total solar eclipse happening on April 8th of this year, 2024. And it seems like everybody is all excited and losing their minds over this. A lot of people getting biblical about it. A lot of people trying to put together all this symbolism, numerology. And there is a lot of information out there about this. A lot of it is way out there. There are some people telling people to stare at the eclipse with no protection. I don't know about that. I highly recommend not listening to the internet about everything. They think because Trump did it, he knows something that we don't know. But I doubt it. I wouldn't look at the sun. Careful out there. There is a lot of stuff happening about this eclipse. It's all very interesting. And I've been taking notes about a lot of different things that people are putting out there. And just the other day, I came across Jason Brashears over at archaics.com and on YouTube. Check it out. He put together two videos. And I think he is onto something here. It's way different than what everybody else is saying, but it ties in to the Apollyon and the first seal being broken with the 2012 Olympic ceremony and the 2020 pandemic coronavirus. And this might be along the same lines as that ritualistically. And maybe nothing major will happen on this specific day, but this day and its energy might be leading to future events. And it very well may be the breaking of the second seal. So this one's going to go real deep. And I had to wrap my head around this, and I'm going to do my best to explain it to you. There are a few dates and a few numbers that we got to pay attention to, and I'm going to break it down for you. So let's go. So the first thing that we got to look into is that Jason Brashears is working with isometric projections here. And I'll do my best to explain what isometric projections are, also known as calendrics. These are dates from the future connected to dates in the past. So what we have to look at, try to picture a still lake. You drop a pebble, and that pebble hits a certain spot and creates a ripple effect. So when that pebble hits the water, that spot is the defining event, and that sends a ripple backwards in time and also forwards in time. So we're going to be working with three different dates here. And this is also based on the idea that we are in a construct, a simulation, if you will. And Jason believes that the true God who built the construct is outside of the simulation, as well as our souls and spirits. And our bodies here are avatars. And within this construct, something malevolent hijacked it. An artificial intelligence that he calls Artificial Intelligence X, AIX for short. And that malevolent intelligence is responsible for the default negative programming in this reality. It very well may be the demiurge, Yaldabaoth, that's spoken of in the Gnostic Gospels. The elites know about this AIX. This is where all the dark arts, dark occult, they know about it. They know how to manipulate it. They know how to use it. And they know that every 138 years, an object known as the Phoenix object appears in the sky and creates resets. And it seems to possibly target all the destruction and havoc that these elites cause on behalf of this AIX. I highly recommend heading over to Archaix on YouTube or archaix.com and checking out what Jason Brashears is spitting, because he has thousands of hours and hundreds of videos on these concepts. I'm just trying to give you the short and long of it so you can see how these isometric projections work. Time doesn't work the way that we think it does in this reality, in this realm, this construct, whatever it is. Events definitely seem to be connected to each other. There seems to be ripples of events in the past and the future. You will see what I mean once we start talking about the dates. But first, we're going to talk about some numbers. I already mentioned the number 138. It's connected to that Phoenix object that appears in the sky every 138 years and causes resets. The next number to look out for is the number 153. 153 has a lot of significance with Christians, but Jason also believes this number signifies when the Oversoul, the true God, the creator of this construct, moves with inside of it. Certain things happen. The number 153 seems to be encoded in those events. 153 also divides into the number 2448. This is important because that is the year of the biblical Exodus, also the 10 plagues of Egypt, on the Annus Mundi calendar. And that calendar is still used by the Jewish people. But our calendar that we use now, the year 2448, was actually 1447 BC. That would be the biblical Exodus 10 plagues, like I mentioned. So keep those numbers in mind. 138, 153, 2448. We will be seeing those coming up very soon. So the first date to pay attention to is the first great North American eclipse, which was on August 21st of 2017. It's the first eclipse. It's important to all of this. This eclipse passed through seven towns in the United States called Salem. People say Salem comes from Jerusalem in the Bible. Salem actually means peace, and Jerusalem means city of peace. So seven times peace. Also, this eclipse went right through Chesterfield, Missouri. And Chesterfield, Missouri is important because it was one of three facilities that manufactured the COVID-19 Jabiru vaccine, where in development of this COVID jab, it was the only source of plasmids for it. So all of those three facilities had to get the plasmids from Chesterfield, Missouri. So August 21st, 2017 is the first big date to pay attention to. The second big date that we already know is April 8th, 2024. So you got one date in the past, one date in the future. Now, if we're looking at this like a pebble being dropped in that lake, there's a third eclipse that a lot of people are overlooking when doing research into April 8th. And that is the eclipse that swept across South America on December 14th of 2020. I think a lot of people are overlooking this because it's South America, and a lot of people are looking at the United States, the great North American eclipses, and they forget that this is a world stage, and the United States isn't the only place to look for events to occur. So this day is interesting. December 14th, 2020, a total solar eclipse went right through South America, passing through Argentina and Chile. And this is crazy interesting because this date, December 14th, 2020, is exactly 1,211 days after the August 21st, 2017 eclipse. And it is 1,211 days before the upcoming eclipse on April 8th, 2024. It is the exact midpoint connecting the two great North American eclipses. Isn't that wild? 1,211 days from each eclipse. At this point, if you haven't listened to the Apollyon in the first Seal Being Broken episode that I did, or if you haven't gone over to Archaics and checked out his presentations, you should do it right now, or else the following information might sound a little weird, or you just might not know what I'm talking about. Because I talked about how the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony was a ritual that led to the events of 2020. Apollo Pharmakia. Pharmakia, you know what I'm talking about. The first horseman, first seal broken on the Greek Olympiad calendar, wearing white with an arrow, from the Greek translation of toxon. Now, on the next Olympiad, mankind is being attacked by Apollo Helios. This may be the second seal being broken. Apollo's consort, Coronis, merges with Helios, the sun, in an eclipse. And what do you see during an eclipse? It forms a corona. It's all dark arts, ritualistic energy. That's what I think is going on here. So let's rewind to 2020 and take a look at some of the events and how they might be connected to this upcoming eclipse and to events that may be happening in the future. So on January 30th of 2020, the World Health Organization announced the coronavirus outbreak. That day is 1,000 530 days to the upcoming April 8th eclipse. So there is that 153 that I told you to keep an eye out for. And once again, that 153, 153 goes into the number 2,448. And remember what I said earlier, that the year 2,448 of the Annus Mundi calendar, the calendar still used by people of the Jewish faith, that is the year of the 10 plagues and Exodus date in the Bible, which would be 1,447 BC of our modern calendar. Another important date from 2020 was February 11th, when the coronavirus was officially called COVID-19. That is 1,518 days before the upcoming eclipse on April 8th. 1,518 is a Phoenix number, which is 138. If you divide 1,518 by 138, you get 11. 138, like I said, is a Phoenix number, and 11 symbolizes disorder. Another key date from 2020, April 30th, Trump administration announces Operation Warp Speed. This is 1,440 days to the day after the total solar eclipse, which is April 9th, 2020. The day after the eclipse, the Islamic holiday of Ramadan ends, and it also is the first day of Ugadi, which is the Hindu New Year. And then, of course, the big day to look out for in 2020 is December 14th. And that is the day of the total solar eclipse of South America. And it's also the date that Pfizer released the vaccine to the public. And the date that Biden was elected by the Electoral College over Trump. Big date, 1,211 days before the upcoming eclipse, and 1,211 days after the last great North American eclipse of August 21st, 2017. So that's all pretty interesting stuff. Now let's get to some key details of the upcoming eclipse and where it's going to pass over, because this stuff is wild. So in the United States, the eclipse is going to cross over 7 cities named Nineveh. And if you don't know why that is important, there are stories out of the Bible that reference Nineveh. And one of them is the story of Jonah, who ends up in the belly of the whale because he's ordered by God to go to the city of Nineveh and tell them that they will be destroyed if they don't repent. And instead, he disobeys God and goes in the opposite direction. All hell breaks loose. He ends up in the belly of the whale for 3 days in total darkness in the underworld. 3 days of darkness. And then right here, we have 3 days of darkness with these 3 eclipses over the Americas. And in the story of Jonah, Nineveh ends up getting spared in the end because they repent. They listen to Jonah miraculously. And that may be because there was a total solar eclipse over Nineveh that the people may have seen as an omen, as a sign, decided to repent and follow the God that Jonah was speaking of. So why is this also very interesting? Well, you got Nineveh, you got Jonah. Well, this eclipse, when it crosses over North America on April 8th, starts its journey in Jonah, Texas. And by the time it's done, it will pass through 7 cities, towns named Nineveh. And there are only 7 cities or towns named Nineveh in the United States, and this will pass through all of them. So that right there seems almost mathematically impossible. I'm no mathematician or statistician. That seems wild. And it's also going to cross through a place called Little Egypt. Just a little interesting fact. So you have all these interesting connections. Jonah, 3 days of darkness. 3 days of darkness with these eclipses. Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh originally. And that's how he ended up in the belly of the whale. And another little tidbit of information about Nineveh and connecting it to the United States is that in the end, the story of Jonah, God spares Nineveh for another 1,776 months. 1776 months, which equals 148 years. But the Assyrian eponyms, which were discovered in 1849, they reveal all the story of what was going on at the time in Assyria, and it talks about destruction and all the civil unrest that happened. So these Assyrian eponyms reveal around the time of the eclipse of Jonah in Nineveh, there were riots, civil unrest, and a plague. So that's all very interesting in comparison to what's happening right now in the United States and kind of all over the world, but definitely in the US of A, lots of talk of civil war and all other types of civil unrest. So it's just something to think about. All this stuff to me is so fascinating. I don't buy everything. I don't know. I just like to look at it. A lot of it matches up. You can do the math on the dates. The middle eclipse is right there, smack in the middle to the day. All of this and all the connections to what happened in 2020 and the Olympic ceremony in 2012. Check out the Apollyon. I keep saying it. Apollyon and the first seal of Revelation being broken episode that I did a few episodes back. It's hard to deny there are some connections here. Something is going on in this reality. And I think certain people that are in control, quote unquote, of this construct, this realm, this reality, they think they're in control. They're temporarily in control, custodians of the realm, but they're going to get what's coming to them. I think they know all about this, and they know how to manipulate energies in this reality. So another interesting thing I want to talk about after that little rant is the epicenter of the totality for both eclipses, the North American Great Eclipses, is this area called New Madrid, which is also called the New Madrid Fault Line, because there were massive earthquakes in 1811. Actually, they began on December 16th, 1811, and continued into 1812. On September 17th of 1811, a few months before these earthquakes, there was an eclipse in North America. And there was also the Great Comet of 1811. And this was the longest visible comet to the naked eye up until 1997 when the comet Hale-Bopp came around. But this 1811 comet was seen for around 260 days. And it disappeared out of view right before, just a few days before these New Madrid earthquakes popped off in December. So this New Madrid area that got devastated by these earthquakes for a few months in 1811 and went into 1812 is the epicenter of both of the great North American eclipses from 2017 and the upcoming one on April 8th of this year, 2024. And you want to know what else? There is also a comet in the sky right now as we speak that is being referred to as the Devil's Comet. It's going to be visible for the remainder of this month, March, in the night sky. But then after April 2nd, you won't be able to see it because it's going to be in our view, I guess, during the day. But during the April 8th eclipse, people are going to be able to see that comet as well. So not only is there a comet this year with an eclipse, just like 1811, there were earthquakes in 1811 called the New Madrid earthquakes. And this eclipse this year, April 8th, is going to be passing over. The epicenter of this eclipse is right in the New Madrid area. So that's pretty interesting stuff. And what followed in 1812 was the War of 1812, which is when the United States was invaded by Britain. They came from British Canada. At the time, Canada was occupied by the British, and they decided they wanted America back, and the War of 1812 broke out. So I think this is all very interesting when you look at where we are in the current state of affairs here in the United States, especially. We are definitely looking at civil unrest, all types of uncertainties. We are in the middle of an election year. Lots and lots of talk about civil war here in the States. Nobody knows what's going to happen. There's even a movie coming out called Civil War. Go check out the poster for this movie, too. It's wild. It's the torch of the Statue of Liberty, and there's troops up in it with sniper rifles. But the interesting thing is that the Statue of Liberty is possibly modeled after the Colossus of Rhodes, which was Helios, the sun god, which is also Apollo or Sol Invictus. It's sun worship, Helios, Apollo, or Mithra from Zoroastrianism. I remember hearing theories about the Statue of Liberty being Mithra like years ago and kind of forgot about it. But now this is all kind of tying it together. I really do hope that you find this shit as interesting as I do. I find it so interesting that I just have to talk into this microphone about it and just get it out of me. So I really, really appreciate each and every one of you coming along with me on this journey, just diving into all types of crazy topics and ideas. And I really appreciate you having an open mind enough to come along with me and try to see what is happening here in this realm, this reality, this construct, this simulation. Whatever it is, it's all very fascinating to me, and I have so much more to talk about, much more to come. I really hope you enjoy this, like I said. If you did, please hit the like button, leave a review, share this with your friends, your family, strangers, your boss, get fired for being a weirdo, conspiracy theorist. No, don't actually do that. But I really do appreciate from the bottom of my heart all of you that listen to the show, that leave reviews, interact on Spotify. You can answer the Q&As. You can email me, thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on X/Twitter @BraveNWOPodcast. Visit the website, thebravenewworldorderpodcast.com. If you really want to help out the show, there are a couple links where you can leave a donation, help out the show financially. I really appreciate everybody that does. And I really, like I said, thank you all for listening to me. There's a million, trillion, bazillion podcasts out there, all types of people. There's only so much time in a day. So I thank you so much for choosing to spend some time here with the Brave New World Order. I will be back very soon. I am Brandon St. One. In the meantime, stay positive. Think for yourself. Question everything. much love. Peace out, everyone.